AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A lot of Canadian flags can be seen around Washington, D.C. today. For the first time in nearly 20 years, a Canadian Prime Minister is visiting the White House. President Obama and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau both say they want to strengthen already close ties between the two countries. The president also talked about issues closer to home, like a nominee for the Supreme Court. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
Ed, at a Rose Garden news conference, the president said he expects to move soon to announce a choice, someone with impeccable credentials, but also judicial humility, and someone he says would have been confirmed easily in different times. As to the GOP vow not even to hold hearings,
my hope is that cooler heads will prevail and people will reflect on what's at stake here once a nomination is made.
Obama acknowledges any nominee faces an uphill fight, but says that has not limited the pool of possibilities. Ed?
That's the AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. The president also spoke about the GOP presidential primary, calling it a circus and a Republican crack-up. He said Donald Trump's positions aren't far from the other Republican candidates. He's just more provocative in talking about them. Germany is claiming to be in possession of files with personal data on members of the Islamic State group. The AP's David Rising reports this has potential to help crack recruitment networks.
Germany's interior minister, Thomas D'Annunzio, said that the material would give authorities a better chance to track down and prosecute people who had fought with the Islamic State.
Police in Mississippi say a murder suspect who escaped from jail a week ago was killed today when he broke into a home and struggled with a couple for hours before the homeowner somehow managed to shoot the suspect. Lawmakers in California have voted to make it the second state in the U.S. to raise the smoking age from 18 to 21. Wall Street, Dow is down 130 points. This is AP Radio News. One night after the Democrats had their presidential debate in Miami, it's the Republicans' turn. Marco Rubio's allied super PAC has been running a lot of anti-Donald Trump ads in Florida leading up to Tuesday's primary. University of Florida political science professor Beth Rosenson says the campaigns know negative ads work.
They wouldn't be doing this if it didn't work. And it tends to be particularly effective or more effective with Republican voters. They respond to that negativity more and kind of fires them up and gets them to want to vote.
Trump is firing back. He started airing a TV ad earlier this week in Florida called Corrupt Marco. A high school in Alliance, Ohio is closed today. Four bed bugs were found in the building. The superintendent in Alliance says closing the school was just a precaution. Bed bugs are parasites that prefer warm areas, including bedrooms, and feed on blood. Their bites can cause itching and welts. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.